The Democratic Alliance in Gauteng has uncovered a shocking admission that the city of Ekurhuleni owes Eskom nearly 7 billion rand and that the Gauteng Provincial Treasury has taken no steps to prevent a potential electricity supply crisis. This was revealed in the Gauteng legislature. The debt is claimed to have accumulated within just 90 days. And Gauteng Provincial Treasury has admitted that it has not engaged the city directly on this crisis. This is nothing short of an abdication of responsibility. If the Provincial Treasury believes that a municipality owing Eskom nearly 7 billion rand does not warrant intervention, then it raises a serious question. What exactly constitutes a financial crisis in Gauteng? And even more concerning is the claim that the debt accumulated within a 90-day period. This would imply that the city is failing to pay approximately 2.3 billion rand per month, a figure that raises serious questions about the accuracy of the reporting, the sustainability of the city's finances, and whether the full extent of the crisis is being disclosed to the residents. At the same time, residents and businesses in Ekurhuleni remain at risk of electricity disruptions as Eskom has indicated its intention to interrupt supply due to non-payment while the provincial government sits idle. The MEC further claims that the city has not met the thresholds for intervention in terms of Section 139 of the Constitution. This relies on technical reporting thresholds based on the city's own submissions, ignores the lived reality on the ground, a municipality drowning in debt and unable to meet its obligations. The consequence of this failure will be borne by the residents through service disruptions, economic instability, and declining infrastructure. The DA calls on the MEC of Finance to immediately engage the city of Ekurhuleni regarding its Eskom debt, provide a full and transparent breakdown of how this debt has accumulated and so quickly, and take urgent steps to prevent any interruptions of electricity supply. Gauteng cannot afford a situation where municipalities collapse financially while those tasked with oversight stand by and do nothing.